This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, let's pretend for a minute that we love the idea of gun control, that we want to take away guns from all the law-abiding citizens, because let's be honest, that's what gun control is. It's this idea of passing a federal law, I suppose, to banish the Second Amendment and say that all law-abiding citizens should turn in their guns. But not the criminals, you see, because criminals, by definition, don't follow the law. So they wouldn't turn in their guns, and what you would have in society is basically what you have in Chicago, which is all the guns are in the hands of the criminals who now know that they can carry out murders and rapes and robberies with impunity because the citizens can't shoot back. And believe me, citizens having guns is a very strong deterrent against crime. Look at the case of Minnesota. Minnesota has experienced the lowest rates of violent crimes for 47 years. And yet, Minnesota now has the highest rates of gun purchases that they've ever seen in their history. Hundreds of thousands of new guns were purchased by Minnesotans, if that's the correct way to say that, last year in 2017. And yet the crime rates are the lowest they've seen in 47 years. How can that be? If the presence of guns causes all kinds of crimes, then how is it exactly that Minnesota has the lowest rates they've seen in half a century of crime, even though they have the highest rates of gun ownership that they've ever seen, or gun purchases? You see, the truth is that more guns actually equals less crime when the guns are in the hands of law-abiding citizens. That's true. It's an irrefutable fact. Now, I know the Washington Post and the New York Times, they try to twist it around, try to make you think that guns kill people, that guns are dangerous by themselves, that they have nothing to do with the operator of the gun. So they want you to think that the way to solve shootings is to get rid of guns, which, again, really means putting them into the hands of criminals who, by definition, don't turn in their guns. But let's go back to the beginning here. Let's pretend that we are pro-gun control people. Okay, maybe you are. Maybe you're listening to this and you think that banning guns from the hands of citizens is a great idea. Well, then the next question becomes, okay, let's say we all agree we're going to take the guns away from the citizens. Who's going to take the guns away? Which cops, who mostly would disagree with the law in the first place, or which sheriff deputies are going to run around the country taking away guns from all the patriots? This is a very interesting question. Seriously, who's going to do this job, and will they get combat pay, and how long will it be before they're shot? Because you got to understand, the Second Amendment was created as a national immune system against tyranny. The reason we have the Second Amendment is because, if you think about it, our country was founded by people who mostly came originally in the colonies from England, where the citizens were not allowed to have the weapons, and the corrupt king and the corrupt regime there dominated over the citizenry by monopolizing weapons in the hands of the corrupt regime. And that's why our founding fathers said, no, we have to have a Second Amendment, because the people always need to be able to defend their country against a runaway corrupt government. And throughout world history, corrupt governments have killed millions of people. Millions, well, hundreds of millions of people, actually over a quarter of a billion people have been killed by corrupt governments in just the last, I think it's 160 years or something like that. Less than two centuries. And so, whoa, you mean that citizens having guns actually saves lives? Yes, exactly. That's what Minnesota is proving, and that's what history has shown as well, because when governments want to commit genocide, they first disarm the people. But I keep getting off track here. I have to keep imagining. Let's say I love your gun control idea, or maybe it's not your idea, but let's say we love the idea of gun control. Who's going to go around and confiscate all the guns? The answer is nobody. I mean, let's be realistic about this. The answer is nobody. You either have to convince everybody to voluntarily turn in all their guns, which isn't going to happen in America, I can guarantee you, or you're going to have somebody go around the country you know, local teams, I guess, and break into people's homes and take those guns by force, which, of course, would be a very deadly and bloody type of activity that no one would survive for very long. And again, as I said earlier, the sheriffs and the deputies and the police, for the, you know, by and large, these people support the Second Amendment. By the way, you think that cops hate the Second Amendment? No, cops love the Second Amendment. I know a lot of cops, sheriffs, deputies. I know sheriffs. You know, I was given an award by the chief of police of Tucson, Arizona, many years ago when I served on the board of directors there for the Tucson Police Foundation. So I know a lot of cops. I've helped raise money for cops. Cops love the idea of law-abiding citizens having guns. They love it. And they've said to me privately in various conversations, just not any one particular cop. I'm just sort of, this is an aggregation of some of the conversations I've had with cops and sheriffs, deputies, and so on over the years. And they say, you know what? You got a problem at your house, someone threatening you with a weapon, someone, you know, committing violence against your family, shoot them. Cops will tell you that if they're honest. Sheriff's deputies will tell you that. Shoot them. They say it all the time. And you know why? You know why they say that? Because they know that if an honest, law-abiding citizen shoots some scumbag, meth head, robbery person, or murderer, or rapist, that they are doing the cops a favor by cleaning up society. Yeah, I said it. You could quote me on that because I'm quoting law enforcement. They will never say this publicly, you know. You put a microphone in front of them and hit record on your video. They'll never say it in uniform or publicly. But behind the scenes, off duty, at the shooting range, which is where I know a lot of cops is at the shooting range. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you all the time. Oh, you get a chance on your property, take out those meth heads. Take out those rapists. Take them out. They'll tell you this all the time. Because they need citizens to help protect communities. They need citizens who are armed to help protect little old ladies from the rapists and the robbers and the murderers. Because cops can't be everywhere all at the same time. They're understaffed and they're underfunded. And believe me, cops are not going to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'll go confiscate rifles from patriots. No, not going to happen. Never going to happen, man. The only way to take guns from American people is to somehow convince them to give them up. There was a gun buyback program one time in some liberal city. I don't remember which one. And the city had offered, oh, we'll give you $50 for every gun you bring in. And what was hilarious about that is a lot of, like, old ladies whose husbands had had guns and had passed away, and the women now own the guns, didn't know what to do with them, so they lined up outside, like, the county courthouse to sell these guns back to the government for $50 a gun. Now, you may not know this, but these governments, what they do is they take those guns, and then they sell them to other people to raise money for the county. Because sometimes a little old lady will bring in, like, a $1,000 rifle to sell to the county for $50. So what happened was these very innovative entrepreneur people went to all those standing in line and bought their guns from them with cash and paid them more than $50 a gun. So the county was very angry that all the people who were standing in line were selling their guns to other private citizens who were paying top dollar. You know, like if a woman, an old lady, let's say, is standing in line with a $500 Glock and the county's going to give her $50, but some other guy's like, I'll give you $200 for that right now. Who's she going to sell it to? She's going to sell it to the private citizen for $200. And that's what happened. And it drove the county nuts because they, you know, they want to offer a pittance, but the county was just going to resell them anyway. Oh, you don't think the county was going to resell the guns? Really? You don't know how these things work, man. Of course they're going to resell the guns. Because they need the money too. Guns are valuable at saving lives. Guns are valuable for defending property. Guns help create a civil society when they're in the hands of ethical people and law-abiding people. And that's why we need more guns. That's why more guns equals less crime. More guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. And yet the gun control zealots, they want to take away guns from who? The criminals? No, not the criminals. exactly the opposite. They want to take away guns from the law-abiding citizens who are the only ones who would follow a gun confiscation law. It's like, you people, you need a better idea. You need a better idea. It's like, why don't you, I know what you could do. There was another police station in a city somewhere, maybe it was Baltimore or something, and they put out an announcement that told the local druggies that there would be free meth testing for their meth at the police station to tell them whether their meth was real or not. I'm not even joking. I think it was meth. Maybe it was cocaine. Some drug. The cops put out a notice like, yeah, free testing for your drugs, man. And all these citizens came in with their drugs to get the free testing. The cops arrested them. You dumbass, you showed up to get your drugs tested by the police? Are you stupid? You should not be free in society if you're that stupid. Seriously. Maybe that's what they should do. They should put out an announcement to all the criminals to say, bring your cocaine and your guns, and we'll test your cocaine, and we'll pay you $1,000 for every gun. And then when everybody shows up with their cocaine and their guns, then arrest them for the cocaine. I mean, some of these criminals are stupid. They're the dumbest people you've ever, you can't imagine how stupid some of these people are. There you go. Just have like a stupid trap to catch the criminals. That's what you should do. But speaking of stupid, the idea that Democrats want to take away guns from you and me and law-abiding citizens and all the concealed carry people, that's insane. We are the ones who need to have the guns. We are the ones who stop school shootings, okay? We are the ones who stop bad guys. We are the ones, you know, if there's a meth head or a rapist or a murderer coming into our house, we are the ones who protect our lives by stopping bad people using guns. We are the people you want to have guns in a society. Why? Because we practice target discrimination. Yeah. You know what that means? That we only shoot at targets we intend to hit. It's not a mass shooting. It's not a crowd effect. We shoot at bad guys who are committing extreme violence and taking lives right now. We shoot to stop violence, period. And we put our rounds on target. One of the exercises that I always do, my instructors put me through this exercise a lot. It's like a hostage scenario, and they set up like 9 or 10 targets, human-sized targets, and they say like 5 of them are good guys and 4 of them are bad guys, and there's some designation to tell the difference, different color of the targets. I don't mean like black or white. I mean like brown cardboard versus white cardboard. You know, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, they blindfold you, march you into the room or the situation. They take the blindfold off. And they're like, you have 3 seconds to shoot only the bad guys. Go! And you have to turn around and shoot only the bad guys. Yeah, you practice that enough, you get really good at it, by the way. Really good at it. Because that's the way SWAT teams practice, and that's the way I practice. And you get really good at shooting only bad guys and never, ever hitting good guys. Of course, they're not moving when they're cardboard, you know, so it's obviously a lot more complex when everybody's running around screaming and it's, you know, you have... it's dark outside or what have you. It gets complicated. Or when you're moving too, you're running, you're out of breath, you're freaked out, everything gets harder. But at least, you know, people who have concealed carry permits at least have passed some level of expertise in managing a firearm and putting rounds on target. And that's what we should all want in a civil society, is people who carry weapons, but mostly don't need to use them. But if they have to use them because there's some nut job running around shooting people, you want to be able to stop that person, and you want a citizen, an armed citizen, to be able to take that shot, or a police officer, or a sheriff's deputy, or, you know, a former military veteran, let's say. You want somebody there to be able to take that shot and put that round, or multiple rounds usually, on target and stop that violent murderer immediately before, you know, 6 minutes goes by during which the 911 operator says, oh, the police are en route, yeah, but they're killing people now, so you need somebody there on the scene to stop them. That's why we need citizens who are armed, who have gone through the legal process, who have gone through the background checks, who they've been fingerprinted. I can't even tell you how many times I've been fingerprinted because I have gun permits all over the country. and class three weapons permits through the ATF and everything. I've been fingerprinted, I don't know, many, many times because I comply with the law, because I'm an honest citizen, because I stop violence. Well, I've actually never had to use a firearm in that way, thank God. But if it ever comes to that, would I use a firearm to protect life, to protect a fellow citizen, to stop someone who is committing murder? You bet I would. Absolutely. No question about it. You want more people like me out there in society who are honest, law-abiding citizens who protect lives and who carry weapons to help create a safer society. Read my website at guns.news or naturalnews.com. My name's Mike Adams. I'm known as Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.